Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. And it being the first of the month, first full week of the month, we've got our monthly garden Q&A session coming up.
And it's finally warm enough that people are either planting their tomatoes or thinking about it. So we've had questions about that.
Yeah, and speaking of questions, I mean, that's the big one is what's the best method of planting tomatoes?
And that really depends on what kind of tomato you have, what kind of space you have, what kind of sun you have, etc. But there are some general things that you can keep in mind.
I know tomatoes don't like temps in the 40s.
Yeah, they should not even go outside when the temps are getting lower than
50,
50
right?
outside, and certainly don't plant. Although I'm seeing a lot of people on Facebook say, well, I know I'm pushing it a little, but I just planted my, 4 dozen tomato plants or whatever. And I thought, okay. Some people put a little cover, like a milk jug that's got the top
There's
cut off
also,
on
if
there.
you want to spend the money and don't mind the plastic, there's something called a wall of water. Yeah, which I've seen, but I would never do
You still
it.
may not get your tomatoes any earlier. They may set on earlier, but they may not ripen any earlier because we're all going to ripen or grow and ripen them in the same temperatures.
We were talking with somebody last night about the importance of making sure that you take early measures to protect those tomato plants from blight.
Well, you also want to make sure your tomato plants are hardened off. We're going to
Sure.
talk about that. We usually talk about that, but we won't go into detail today. When you plant, it's a good idea to dig around kind of like a little basin, about a foot wide, maybe half foot deep, do you think? And
Half foot deep, no, maybe an inch or
oh,
two.
it's not a half foot. Okay, I'm overseeing that in my mind. I think of it as a couple inches,
Maybe a couple
because you're going
inches,
to fill it with some fluffy straw after you plant your tomato. You're going to plant that tomato good and deep because all the fuzz on the stems wants to grow more roots. And if you've got more roots in the ground, you've got better water access, you've got a more stable plant. And then just space it depending on if it's a determinate or indeterminate. That's another discussion.
We only plant indeterminates.
And that means it's there's no end to how tall it will
It will
grow.
grow to the moon if you let it, if you fertilize it enough,
Determinate comes on all in one season and they are a certain height. That's all the height they're going to be. An indeterminate grow through the season and you don't know.
our longest was 15 feet long.
It
15 feet
was. It was
tall,
huge.
yeah.
So 2 to 3 feet for determinate,
At
three to
least.
four for indeterminate. And the next question is about hardening off.
Yeah, okay. So we've talked about that before, but it's good to review because again, if you push it too fast, you can get into trouble.
And somebody on Facebook did not provide a picture, but said his tomato leaves are drooping. He's in the hardening off process. They look a little sad. Do I give them a day off, reduce the time, carry on? And it's kind of a guess that maybe this plant has spent too much time either in the cold, the sun, or the wind, or all
The
three.
wind can we've had wind damage on young tomato plants before.
You
And
want
we've also
to,
had damage from temperatures in the 40s.
Right. If you've got a spot that's out of the wind, and even the sun can be too strong for tomato plants. So just keep an eye on them.
Yeah, because the theory is, you harden them off an additional hour per day. But what if one day it's cloudy, the next day is really sunny? Maybe the next day is really windy. Maybe the next day you've got a thunderstorm or rain all day long. So it isn't as simple as just an hour
No,
more every day. You've got to
no.
depend, you've got to think about the conditions. And basically, they got to get exposed to wind, cool, and sun. And yeah, balancing those, it may take 7 days, it may take longer.
It may take long. You may have to like start again halfway through where you thought you were.
So, hey, one of my favorite questions here, Kathy, because it has to do with composting. My new compost bin will receive rabbit poo, crushed eggshells, dry yard leaves, raw vegetable leaves and scraps, grass clippings, used tea bags, fruit peels and scraps. What else?
Water.
Water. Water and sunlight. I mean, that's an act. I mean, okay, so rabbit manure is not as good as, say, chicken. Or cow,
No.
horse, bison.
It doesn't fire up your compost as well as that. The other thing is, if you don't need that manure to go into your compost, you can incorporate it right into your bed right before planting.
Rabbit
manure.
You wouldn't want to do that with chicken.
No, not at all. But rabbit manure does not have to be cured, composted or cured. It is what you call cold. Yeah. It will not burn your plants.
And I would say, you know, crushed eggshells. I would say save the eggshells for when you want to give your eggplant or peppers or tomatoes, for that matter, a boost when they need some calcium.
Yeah.
To help move toward the fruiting stage. You know?
If they eat as many eggs as we eat, they will have enough to put in both their compost and to feed their plants.
Right, right. Or, you know,
or the chickens.
Yeah, that's why we also put our eggshells back into the chicken feed sometimes when they're well crushed.
Yeah.
As a calcium supplement.
Well, people are just gung-ho. Well, one more quick question. Garden fabric in an in-ground vegetable garden, yes or no?
No.
No,
the worst thing ever. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining me today.